It's another fine day on the good ship Voyager, stranded somewhere out in the Delta Quadrant, and the senior staff have gathered in the conference room for an important meeting.
Attention everyone! The subject is raising crew morale. If you'll all turn to face the screen, Neelix has a suggestion.
Thank you, Captain. I thought we could have a themed party.
What in Kayla's name is this?
Dunno, but she's hot.
Ow! What was that for? We were ordered to look at the screen.
But we weren't ordered to make inane comments, Tom.
It appears to be some form of primitive oral torture. Captain, what do you think?
What? Sorry, Seven, I got lost at the oral torture.
Later, Captain.
This is a Eurovision Song Contest, a highly successful and critically acclaimed singing contest from the late 20th and early 21st century. As you can see, it was also rather colourful with some interesting dance moves.
Impressive. Even I can't whip a skirt off that fast.
You make quite quick work of it, red dress of mine.
Unfortunately, the contest ceased to be run after the infamous exploding Finnish halibut incident of 2022. But I was thinking we could revive it as Delta Quadrant Eurovision to engender better relations with the people of the Delta Quadrant.
I think it's a great idea. You what, Chakotay? You have no taste.
Shall we put it to the vote? All those in favour, raise your hands. So that's Tom, Chakotay, the Doctor, oh, and me. Which means the rest of you are outvoted. Neelix, I leave the organisation in your capable hands. Dismissed.
Later in the mess hall, Neelix starts his recruiting campaign by approaching Seven.
So, Seven, can I put your name down?
Can I assimilate you?
Good one. Is that a yes then? Okay, good then. Harry, Tom, how about you two?
I suppose I could play my clarinet.
If you want to put everyone to sleep, or you're attempting to look like one of those Eastern European entries. Though, then you'd need a few dancing washerwomen, a yak, a burning piano and some lyrics about an apricot stone. Some boobs wouldn't hurt too. Talking of big boobs, did you guys hear what Chakotay's planning to do?
No, what? The captain is gonna kill him.
I know, it'll be great.
When she reaches Astrometrics, Seven still can't escape mention of the contest as Tal Celeste contemplates her role.
I thought I'd auditioned for the erotic exotic dancers. What do you think?
What are these erotic exotic dancers?
Oh, it's just something some of the girls thought might be fun. Something to put a smile on the captain's face. So what do you think?
I think you and these others are on my assimilation list.
Seven, please tell me what I've heard about Chakotay, Eurovision, is untrue.
He is irrelevant, Captain. There's another problem with Eurovision. Apparently, some of the female crew members have decided to form an erotic, exotic dance troupe. You are thinking about jiggling boobs, aren't you?
No, of course not.
Then why are you staring at mine?
That's where I always look. Anyway, don't be so quick to condemn. Dance is an art form, Seven. Maybe you could think about auditioning too.
But
no time to speak. I need to go and track down Chakotay.
Janeway catches up with the commander in sickbay where she makes a lunge for his throat. Only the doctor stands in her way.
Captain, don't!
Don't interrupt, Doctor. It's just a small Janeway larynx pinch. His voice will return eventually.
But why, Captain?
I had to do it, Doctor. Chakotay was turning his angry warrior story into a song to perform at Delta Quadrant Eurovision.
But I wanted to hear his angry warrior song. He was going to perform in a leopard skin lion cloth.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
With the potential Chakotay disaster narrowly avoided, Janeway heads to the bridge to speak with Tuvok.
I want you to do something for me, off the record.
You want the security logs from the erotic exotic dancing girls rehearsal?
How did you know?
It was logical.
Transfer complete.
Changing rooms and showers too?
Well, it would be logical. Just transfer them to the computer in my ready room.
Requested function will require 2 hours to complete.
Janeway proceeds to her ready room to study the footage, but has not been watching long when Seven breezes in.
Captain, are you watching the security locks you asked Tuvok to secretly provide? It would be the logical explanation for increased respiration and heart rate, and the fact that your left hand is buried inside your trousers, and you're 0.1 second from climaxing.
Seven. Put more bog on me. I was going to share tonight in our quarters.
Oh, really, Catherine?
Gee, there's this great bit in the showers where the Delaney twins and Torres play hide the soap. So, am I forgiven?
Be naked on the bed in our quarters when our shift ends. You can start making it up to me.
Seven, I'm the captain of the ship. You can't just order me around like that.
Comply, Catherine, or you will never taste me again.
Okay, bed, naked, spread eagle. End of ship, got it.
There is more.
I thought there might be.
You've been a bad girl, Catherine, and you must earn my forgiveness. After all, when I entered, you were looking at naked crew members and masturbating.
Never doubt I was thinking of you.
You will be thinking of me again when I leave. You will lick your left hand clean of your own juices.
Later that evening, Seven enters the captain's quarters to find the captain sitting and drinking coffee, but still fully clothed.
Catherine, why are you not spread eagle naked on the bed awaiting my return?
You're late. I was just...
Disobeying me? It wasn't a request, Catherine.
No, I didn't.
Want to be naked on the bed? How about bent over your desk?
Have you been reading my personal logs again? Anyway, I...
Need to drop your trousers and bend over your desk. Torres and I have been discussing rear docking mechanisms, and it gave me some ideas.
Hang on a minute, rear docking? Now I'm confused.
Then I shall make it simple. I wish to bend you over your desk so that I can take you from behind.
What?
You do not always have to be in charge. Give up control, Catherine. It is what you want.
Oh, I do not.
Very well, Catherine. I will go and assist Torres in solving Delta Fly's docking problems.
Seven, wait. Don't go. All right, we'll do it your way. But I don't think this desk will support us both.
I am Borg. I will adapt.
The next morning, Janeway and Seven walked to the corridor to their duty shifts, the captain with a distinct gingerness in her steps.
Rather tender and sore this morning.
It is your own fault. When I suggested we move to the bedroom, I meant to sleep, not to access the toy drawer.
Left wrist aches in particular.
I warned you those restraints would chafe.
Yes, but don't you think it's better when resistance is fun rather than futile? You pop to sick bay and pick up a dermal regenerator for me.
You do realise we'll receive another lecture about our sex life from the doctor.
Later that day, the senior staff meet in the conference room to discuss plans for the upcoming Eurovision Song Contest.
As some of you may know, Chakotay has unfortunately lost his voice as a result of an alien virus. I'm sure it's only temporary. Anyway, back to Eurovision. Access your screens and you'll see a list of songs that are available to perform. Diva is already taken by me, but I will, of course, be adding my own twist to it.
Great, Captain. We've already had a number of entries from other species, including species 8472, singing Boom Bang Bang. I could do with a hand with the publicity pictures for the contest. The Doctor has a collection of hollow images that need reviewing.
Harry, you assist the Doctor.
Yes, Captain.
At lunchtime, Harry sits with B'Elanna and Tom in the mess hall to discuss the latest developments.
So Chakotay lost his voice due to an alien virus?
I heard it was the Janeway larynx pinch.
It's a virus, and don't you be spreading rumours to the contrary, Tom.
Look, I'm just glad there'll be no Angry Warrior song.
Well, I think it's a shame. The commander should be involved. He is second in command.
Ugh, since when did you become his big bum chum?
Maybe if he can't sing, there's other ways he could contribute.
Uh-oh, Harry's thinking. We're in trouble.
Shut up, Tom. I have to go and sort out the promotional pictures since the captain asked me to.
The next day, the doctor delivers the promotional shots to the captain's ready room.
Have you looked through them, Doctor?
No, I left Harry to it. I'm a doctor, not a picture editor.
What about all those slideshows you made us sit through?
You mean all those slideshows you slept through?
Just give me the pictures. Interesting. Good. Is this some sort of joke?
Is Commander Chakotay naked in that picture?
Apart from that tactfully placed and incredibly small leaf, yes. I think I'm going to be sick.
Maybe I should take you out.
The picture is the reason I'm feeling sick, Doctor.
Oh, so you didn't authorise the Angry Warrior dance then?
Only if I wanted you to relieve me of duty for being insane.
Yes, well, you'll be fine. Just don't look at any more photos of naked first officers. Oh, and Captain?
Yes?
You might want to take it easy on the handcuffs, too.
Captain, why was the doctor running from your ready room?
Because apparently you aren't very discreet when you ask for a dermal regenerator.
And maybe you should get it yourself next time. Are you all right, though? You look a little queasy.
You would be too if you'd seen this.
Having seen the offending shot, Seven marches straight to Cargo Bay to confront Ensign Kim.
Ensign Kim, I reported to the captain's ready room for our usual lunchtime romp, but she was unwell and unable to comply. Unacceptable!
Eventually, after many strong cups of coffee, the captain recovers enough to make it to engineering to talk with B'Elanna.
I presume you've heard about Chakotay and his planned naked dancing at Eurovision.
Please don't, Captain. Just the thought of it makes me ill.
You didn't have to see the vomit-inducing promotional shot. Needless to say, Ensign Kim has been suitably disciplined.
I hear Seven kick the crap out of him.
Nothing the doctor couldn't fix with a dermal regenerator offering.
I'm surprised he had any left after...
After what, Lieutenant?
Nothing. Was there something you wanted me to do in relation to Chakotay?
I have a little job for you to do on the holodeck.
Later in sickbay, Janeway looks on as the doctor treats a disheveled Commander Chakotay.
Report.
Commander Chakotay was savaged by his animal guide on the holodeck.
The holodeck safety's failed.
As did my larynx pinch, it seems.
Did you say something, Captain?
No. Carry on, Doctor.
The Commander will have to stay off his legs for a few days.
I won't be able to perform my angry warrior dance.
Shame. I couldn't get B'Elanna to check the safety protocols.
Janeway proceeds to her ready room, where she opens the channel to B'Elanna in her quarters, just in time to see her stepping out of the sonic shower in just a towel.
Oops. Oh, sorry, B'Elanna. I just wanted to remind you to reinstate the safety protocols.
It's already done, Captain. Can I do anything else for you? Oh, clumsy me. I seem to have dropped my towel.
Very clumsy of you. Now turn around and pick it up.
Like this, Captain?
As Janeway sits glued to the screen, watching a naked B'Elanna bending over to pick up her towel, Seven comes into the ready room.
Seven! I didn't hear you come in.
Obviously not. Don't bother closing the screen down, Catherine. I already know you're watching the Klingon slut.
What? How?
Borg-enhanced hearing, remember? Now I have caught you, I will have to punish you. Spanking, I think. Free with my human hand, free with my Borg-enhanced one.
You really think I'll let you spank me?
I know you will, because deep down it is what you want. Now go to the upper level and bend over the railing, Catherine. I know you do these things to get caught. A little pain, a lot of pleasure.
I'm keeping my knickers on.
No, you are not. Do you wish to complete the remainder of your shift in wet knickers?
Very well, but if this railing collapses, you're fixing it. I am not explaining it to a repair team.
Computer, seal the door. Authorization 7-Alpha-6969.
Command codes verified.
Later, Neelix catches up with the captain in the turbo lift. She already has a sore ass from her punishment, but now her eyes are also assaulted by Neelix's latest jacket.
I'll also be preparing food from across the Delta Quadrant, and
I'm sure it'll be great, Neelix. By the way, could you find out when the scantily clad exotic dancing girls are rehearsing again?
Aye, Captain. I'll let you know the time and location.
The captain and Neelix come out onto the bridge.
Everyone, we've had a wonderful response to Eurovision. Chakotay, it's a shame you're mute and lame, so can't take part.
The turbo lift doors open again, and Seven and B'Elanna step out mid-conversation.
You have been warned, Klingon slut.
Arrogant Borg bitch. I was only doing what the captain asked me to.
Seeing a few staring eyes, most notably the level 10 death glare from the captain, the two women stop their bickering and take up their posts. B'Elanna takes up a seat at the helm, and Janeway comes down to survey what she's working on.
Are those the last-minute entries for Eurovision?
Yes, and ETAs. Having trouble sitting, Captain?
I beg your pardon, Lieutenant.
Seven told me about your punishment.
It was hardly punishment, Lieutenant.
I was threatened with the same punishment if there was a repeat performance of the towel incident.
Oh, really? Maybe the three of us should discuss this somewhere more private.
Shortly, Janeway, Seven and B'Elanna meet in a deserted Jeffrey's tube.
I do the spanking.
I watch.
And then you two switch.
The next day, Janeway and B'Elanna beam down to a nearby planet to pick up supplies for Eurovision. Unfortunately, in the marketplace, B'Elanna finds herself with some unwanted attention from some locals.
Nice tits!
That's right. You distract her, and I'll make a grab for them.
You really shouldn't let them grope you like that. Seven will not be happy when she finds out.
Oh, and you'd just love telling her, wouldn't you? I guess I'll just deal with this myself, then.
Please! No more!
You think this is bad? Wait until Seven finds out you made a play for the captain's tits too.
You do realise what Seven will do to you when she finds out you and your friends try to play titty grab with me and Bellana.
Hello, hello, hello. What's going on here then?
Ah, officer. These men tried to grab the assets of me and my lieutenant.
You mean your chesticular assets?
I know my jacket is a little tight, but you best keep your eyes off my tits. Seven is very possessive of those particular chesticular assets.
I swear I didn't look. No need to mention my name to Seven. How much dilithium did you say you needed?
Back on the ship later, Janeway and Bellana stroll down the corridor.
I keep telling you, I was outnumbered. They grabbed me before I realized.
Too late, I've told Seven.
What? You've told her already? Oopsie, just slipped out. Looks like you'll be getting a spanking.
Klingon slut, report to the cargo bay too.
Bellana heads straight for the cargo bay, finding Seven there waiting.
Seven, I wish you wouldn't hail me that way.
If you object to being called a Klingon slut, then I suggest you don't behave like one.
I am not a slut.
Sorry, did I say slut? I meant whore. We will discuss this with the captain. Usual place, usual time. Try to keep your underwear in place until then.
Shortly, Janeway, Seven, and Bellana meet in the deserted Jeffrey's tube.
I'll have the riding crop.
I'll have the 12-inch dildo and the harness.
Then, you two switch.
The next day, Janeway is on the bridge when a hail is received by Harry.
Captain, we have a request to board and participate in Eurovision.
Been a bit early. Who is it?
Oh no,
Mr. Kim? On screen now, or you'll be getting up close and personal with a toothbrush and the outer hull.
Reluctantly, Harry puts the collar on screen. None other than the Borg Queen herself.
Surprise, surprise! Am I still in time for Eurovision?
I don't fucking believe it. Surely we have rules about species that want to assimilate all of us being barred from the contest. Mr. Neelix?
You're about as useless as a chocolate coffee pot.
Don't be like that, Captain. Surely you can stand a little competition.
Seven, just how did your bitch of a whore, Borg Queen, ex-girlfriend, hear about Eurovision?
She is Borg. Borg know everything.
Hello there, Seven. How are you doing? And Captain, is it a competition in or out of the bedroom you're worried about?
You misunderstand me, Borg Queen. You're most welcome. I look forward to the competition. You arrogant, conniving, green trollop.
A competition is logical, but I warn you, Borg Queen. The captain is beyond compare. Her sexual stamina is legendary. If you wish to challenge her, a threesome could be arranged.
Seven, the competition I was referring to was Eurovision.
I was going to suggest the Klingon slut join us as an appetizer. She should get the Borg Queen's juices flowing. Would make an interesting foursome.
Captain, we have another ship approaching and requesting entry to Eurovision.
On screen.
The screen flips into life to show the older Admiral Janeway on a split screen with the Borg Queen.
Oh, shit. Two Janeways on the prowl.
Oh, stow it, Paris. Taurus moves in with Seven and me of her own free will.
Does this make that foursome a fivesome? Is that class as an orgy?
Shut it, Queenie. I've spent time and space to be here and put things right. I don't have time for you and your overactive libido. Well, not right now. Anyway, in the original timeline, we were robbed in the Delta Quadrant Eurovision by tactical voting by the Delta Quadrant natives.
What? You mean I don't win?
Can you say null points?
Unacceptable. We must discuss this now.
Usual time, usual place.
Shortly, Janeway, Seven, and Bellana meet in a deserted Jeffrey's tube.
The Admiral will pleasure me.
Borg Queen does me from behind.
Then we do the Klingon tart two at a time.
And so, that night, an epic meeting of five great women occurs. A meeting of great intellectual minds. Of proud, noble women. Of... oh, who am I kidding? It's an orgy, alright? So... anyway, the next day, Seven is working in astrometrics when Janeway comes in behind her.
You may well try and creep in unnoticed.
No, I wasn't trying to sneak by.
So, about last night's orgy?
The one which was supposed to take place in our quarters?
Yes, that'd be the one.
I had turned our quarters into a torture chamber and replicated all your favourite toys. But as soon as the Borg Queen and the Admiral arrived, your trousers were around your ankles.
When the Admiral grabbed Taurus and bent her over my desk, I realised both her and the Borg Queen were packing. I guess things got away from me rather quickly after that.
These are the security locks from your radio room.
Locks access.
Oh, shit. How did that happen?
You may want to tidy your radio room.
See what happens when the bar queen goes all butch and dumb.
Catherine, you were not complaining at the time. In fact, harder and faster were your words of choice.
Maybe you better erase those logs, but copy them to my personal database first.
Janeway heads to her ready room to tidy up, bumping into a still limping Commander Chakotay on the way.
I should warn you, the ready room is a bit of a mess after the ladies' night Seven and I hosted.
I'm sure it isn't that bad, Captain. Now, if any men had been invited, things may have turned a little rowdy and boisterous.
Yes, when we played Pin the Tail on the Knobhead.
Pardon, Captain?
Nothing! Not bad.
Janeway and Chakotay enter the ready room, which looks a bit like it did in Year of Hell. Funny that.
It's not as bad as it looks. You'll have it cleaned up in no time, Chakotay.
Is that a pair of handcuffs?
Bar Queen must have left them behind.
What exactly went on last night?
Well, the Bar Queen did me. The Admiral did Torres. Seven did all of us. Then we got the whips and the handcuffs out.
Captain, what the hell happened in
here? What happened is none of your business. Now get them up and book it.
Later, the Admiral visits Seven in Cargo Bay 2.
Seven, what's been going on? You're not controlling your bitches. Taurus was later for duty, while the Captain and the Borg Queen have been trying to access the security logs from the ready room.
B'Elanna wouldn't have been later if you had not left her chained to your bed. Apparently the Borg Queen was trying to delete footage you have of her begging to use a safe word. As for the Captain, the only control I have is what she gives me. As you well know, Admiral.
I know it drives you mad, Seven, but once we marry, I give you complete control. In the bedroom.
I marry the Captain? I'm married to you!
Calm down before your cortical node overloads. Of course we're married in the future. I may like a bit of fun now and then with various of the female crew members, Borg queens, earlier versions of myself. But you're the only one that can really satisfy me. Now, back to controlling your hose. I have some instructions for you before I need to pay a visit to a certain Ms. Queen.
Having given Seven her instructions, Admiral Janeway beams over to the Borg cube to be greeted by the Borg Queen.
What are you doing on my cube?
I'm here to teach you a safe word, Queenie dear.
I'm the Borg Queen. I don't need safe words.
But you wanted one last night, didn't you? Practically begged for one. Now don't go all sensitive on me. I don't mind you using a safe word. Lots of subs do.
I am not a sub. Assimilate people, for goodness sake.
And after your lesson, I'll let you put those tubules to good use. Now, time to stop talking. I have my favorite toy with me. On your knees, bitch.
Oh, God.
That's a good slut. I knew you would like it. Now, down on all fours and let me see that cute Borg arse.
Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Harder. Faster. Don't stop. Oh, please, stop! No more!
Use your safe word.
No!
Do it!
Janeway!
Shortly, Janeway, Seven, and B'Elanna meet in a deserted Jeffrey's tube.
The Admiral insisted on no spanking and no sex for 48 hours.
What do you mean the punishment doesn't involve spanking?
Oh my God, 48 hours? What will we do?
Not to be deterred, Janeway, Taurus, and Seven all decide to try and get some action on the sly. Janeway invites Ensign Lindsay Ballard around her quarters.
I have a problem I need your help with.
You've burnt dinner and you want me to replicate something?
Oh, that's not a problem. It's a hobby.
So what do you need my help with, Captain?
I've not had sex for 6 hours.
What did you just say?
I know, it's hard to believe, isn't it? 6 long hours. Anyway, with Seven and B'Elanna following the Admiral's orders, I need someone to step in and fill a hole for me.
Your hole?
No, a hole left like B'Elanna and Seven following orders, not my hole. Well, now you mention it, I do have a couple of orifices I'd like you to fill.
You want me to do what?
Don't look so worried. It only seems kinky the first time.
Elsewhere, Seven approaches Tal Celeste in a corridor.
There you are, crewman. I should have known I'd find you in a favourite position on your knees.
Hello, Seven. What can I do for you?
I have not had sex in 6.32 hours. Admiral's orders. You are going to rectify that.
Seven, you can't just walk up to me and demand sex in the corridor.
I never mentioned the corridor.
Keep your mouth shut. I will tell you when and how to use it. I'm masking our life signs and no one knows where we are or what we're doing. You may find it more efficient to remove your clothing before we enter the Jeffrey's tube.
You want to have sex up there?
If we are quiet, we are unlikely to be discovered. Do I need to gag you?
Finally, Taurus resorts to approaching a visiting alien delegate in the mess hall.
Admiral Janeway ordered no sex for 48 hours. The captain and Seven are following orders. It's been 7 hours. I'm desperate. Maybe we could enjoy a cultural exchange in my quarters?
You must be the one they call the Klingon slut.
Oh yes, some certain people may call me that.
And are you really a slut?
Do you want me to be?
I want you on your knees and begging.
One quick beam to the lieutenant's quarters later.
Please don't make me wait any longer. I'm begging you, please.
Come up here and take care of me. Oh yes, that's good. Use your mouth on me, Klingon slut.
Sometime in a bit of bondage later.
Wait, where are you going? Aren't you going to untie me? Kayla's, not again.
Meanwhile, on the bridge, Janeway's desperate need for sex has led her to make the fatal mistake of leaving Chakotay in charge. Luckily, the region of space is free from planets and the ship is still in one piece. Tom Paris gets a hail.
Commander, you might want to take a look at this.
On screen, Lieutenant.
Hello, Knobhead.
Seven?
Of course it's me, you simpleton. At least a future me. I think my errant wife, the Admiral, is somewhere on board. No doubt in the quarters of some young floozy.
Logic dictates that things are about to get interesting.
Scans confirm she is who she says she is.
I don't care. Block any transport, Harry.
Too late, Commander. She bypassed our shields and beamed aboard. We should inform the captain.
Crap.
Captain Janeway to the bridge.
Tom, I didn't order you to do that.
Oops. Silly me.
What's going on? Can't I leave you boys to run the show for 5 minutes without you disturbing my sex sessions? I mean dinner.
Captain, another entrant has arrived for Eurovision and boarded without permission.
Is that all? You can handle that. I've got more important things to deal with. Seven and Balana are coming up with special effects for Eurovision. Dry eyes, glitter ball. And I have to go off and view the scantily clad erotic exotic dancing girls. Dirty girls.
But...
You... I'm not invited.
Having finished their little dalliances, Seven and Taurus attempt to perfect those special effects in engineering.
Seven, are you sure the captain said dry eyes and glitter ball?
Of course. I'm not stupid, Taurus.
No, but I think your mind might be in the gutter.
So speaks the Klingon slut.
It's just that a glitter ball is a big sparkly disco ball used in conjunction with dry eyes at events like Eurovision, whereas a glitter ball is a clamp with a ball attached that a woman wears on her...
I know what it is. I attached one to the captain only this morning and said I would activate it later and surprise her.
And the captain is currently watching scantily clad, erotic, exotic dancing girls with that attached?
I am at fault.
What is it?
The captain doesn't realize the glitter ball will activate when the dryas reaches a certain level.
The captain is going to be walking around the ship with a vibrating ball clamp attached to her...
Balana Taurus. We must stop the dryas being released immediately.
Unfortunately, the captain has already made her way to the rehearsal room just in time to get an eyeful of erotic, exotic dancing girls and a mouthful of dry ice.
Great show, ladies. But I think you may be overdressed. Let's loosen the tops now. Do it. Seven, you may want to turn down the dry ice. I can no longer see the dancing girls. And what happened to the glitter ball?
I told you it was glitter ball.
Forget that. I cannot switch off the dry ice. The glitter ball will activate in 1.69 seconds.
Seven, what the fuck are you doing? Oh, God. Oh, no. Yes.
I have initiated an emergency transport. The captain is in a ready room.
I think she may want a word with you, Seven, once she recovers.
And so, in the captain's ready room.
Oh, God. What happened? What happened? What's that? Oh, no. Starting again. Seven!
Captain, the glitter ball confusion was unfortunate.
Unfortunate? Fucking fortunate! Chakotay getting blown out of the airlock would be unfortunate. This is...
Why are you slumped half off your couch?
Why? I'll tell you why. Because this damn thing is still vibrating and my legs can't support me.
Don't be such a drama queen, Catherine. I will remove the glitter ball now. A woman as sexual rampant as you should expect the... odd mishap.
I am not sexually rampant.
Yes, you are. And I love you for it. Why don't you try letting go of the rail? Your legs will support you now.
You love me?
even though I'm sexually rampant.
Always. Now stop fishing, and before you ask, I will make this unfortunate incident up to you.
In what way?
Catherine, stop staring at my knockers and get your mind out of the gutter. You can use your favorite restraints on me, the leather ones with the metal loops, though I notice they're starting to get a little worn from overuse.
We may need to make a detour to the nearest pleasure planet with a toy shop. What is that noise?
It is offensive!
Janeway and Seven dash out onto the bridge to find the crew suffering as well.
I think my ears are about to start bleeding.
Oh no, I recognize that voice. It's the Doctor. Someone must be torturing him.
Tuvok, scan for intruders. Find out who is torturing the Doctor.
He's a hologram. He can't be tortured, you numpty. Tuvok, shut that racket off and find out what's happening.
I've got the comm link, Captain. It appears the Doctor will be singing Kate Bush at Eurovision.
For fuck's sake, how many fools can there be on one ship?
Meanwhile, in the mess hall, Tom has finally realized that B'Elanna has been spending rather a lot of time with the Captain and Seven.
You're a slut. And the ship's bike. A laughing stock. The Captain clicks her fingers and you go running with your knickers around your ankles.
One, you're my ex. Two, I don't wear knickers. And three, the captain can do a lot more with her fingers than click them.
You're the captain's whore.
I think you should take this somewhere more private before the captain hears about it.
It's okay, Neelix. We are done. Better the captain's whore than your wife.
Hey, don't think you can just walk away from me.
Leave it, Tom.
Harry, how did you get here so fast from the bridge?
Shh, no one will notice if you don't point it out.
Stop bitching, Tom. You're just jealous because I've had more women than you.
I'm free for dinner, Tom.
I'm not jealous.
Yes, you are.
I'm free for dinner, Neelix.
My quarters? 1900 hours, Harry. Bring the wine.
Back in the transporter room, the Admiral has finally been tracked down on the Borg Cube and is in the process of beaming back to Voyager.
Do we know what she's been doing over on the Borg Cube?
Logic suggests she has been doing the Borg Queen.
I would like to disagree. But I can't fault your logic. My wife can't keep her knickers on in any timeline.
Aw, my own welcoming committee. You shouldn't have. Hello, darling.
Don't darling me. You know you have some explaining to do.
What the hell have you been doing over there all this time?
That should be what the hell have you been doing over there all this time. Admiral. I popped over to give the Borg Queen a hand with her Eurovision preparation.
A hand with something, at least. You could at least have invited me.
There's still plenty of time.
Unfortunately not. The wormhole you used to get here will collapse in approximately 11.69 minutes. We need to go back through now.
Yeah, as I said, plenty of time. The Borg Queen's easy. All it takes is one quick thrust.
Enough! Didn't you actually come here to stop us losing Eurovision, rather than shag your way through the ship? You better tell me quick what I need to do.
All right, keep your knickers on. Or maybe that's the problem. You are looking a little uptight.
Just tell me.
While the Admiral reveals all and then takes her leave with her wife to squeeze through a wormhole, Harry is making romantic plans in the mess hall.
Please tell me those flowers are not for Neelix.
Yes, do you think he will like them?
Are you insane?
You think he would prefer roses?
Stop being a grouch and leave him alone, Tom. Neelix will love them, Harry. Don't forget the wine.
The next day, Janeway and Seven are playing their early morning game of Velocity.
Crap! I win again! Which I means I get to claim my prize.
Catherine, surely you're not feeling horny already after last night?
Not yet, although I will be expecting our lunchtime shag in the ready room. No, I want you to go on a short away mission with Harry and pick up those new supplies we were discussing.
On rotation, it is Neelix's turn next.
I don't want Neelix and Harry going together. They'll be too busy bonking to get any work done.
Harry and Neelix?
I guess regeneration does have its benefit. You must have missed the Telexan mating whale emanating along Dex 4 last night.
Are you trying to make me physically sick?
Maybe the best sex shop in the Delta Quadrant will perk you up, which just so happens to be where you'll be passing on this away mission. I've browsed their catalogue. I'll forward you a list.
But a day in the shuttle with Harry, listening to Neelix this and Neelix that, can't we just replicate the toys?
No, Seven, I can't authorise all those replicator rations.
But
Taurus has taken to wearing no underwear under her uniform. Get her some Nicholas. Crotchless, of course.
and a Nicholas Brow while you're at it.
Shortly, the senior staff meet in the conference room to discuss the away mission.
Okay, up next, we need to discuss the away mission.
I just said that.
Did someone say something?
No one ever listens to me. I might as well be speaking to myself.
Alana, can you run a diagnostic on the comm system?
Because if they did listen to me, we might actually carry on with this story about your vision rather than endless distractions about sex toys, shagging and tits.
And while you're at it, you might want to run a diagnostic on the environmental systems. There appears to be a rather pungent odour in here, so I'll keep this short. Harry, you and Seven are to proceed to 69ers Prime, pick up the supplies for your revision, which we will, of course, be hosting tomorrow. I presume everything is in place, Neelix?
Yes, Captain, we're all set. It's going to be fabulous.
Bitch, you were bloody listening, weren't you? I may as well just go home then. See how well you do without a narrator at all. Oh, I see. You want me to speak now? Fine. I'm a proper actor, you know. I don't need to put up with this. Thank God it's nearly over. So, I was on the bridge. Tuvok and Chakotay have some answers for the captain as to the strange conference room smell.
Oh, it appears that when Talaxian's mate, they emit an odor that clings to their mate to warn off other would-be.
Thanks, Tuvok. I get the picture.
So that smell was Harry and Neelix. That will be fun for Seven on that away mission.
She's going to kill me. Or worse. Withhold the toys.
And so, on a distinctly smelly Delta Flyer, Harry takes the controls.
Ready when you are, Seven.
It is you! You smell like a dirty, unwashed Neelix.
What is that course correction you're putting in?
We are making a short stop at a space station.
Guess you and the captain heard about Frau Neun in Sexig's sex shop too.
What the captain knows is none of your business, and I suggest you have a shower before we dock.
Once aboard the space station, Seven wastes no time tracking down Frau Neun und Sexig's sex shop and perusing the goods.
Catherine will love this lube. It tastes and smells so good. I may have set the vibration setting a little high, but the lube certainly works.
We prefer it if you didn't sample the goods before purchasing them. I may have to call security.
But that is most inefficient. I need to know the capabilities of these items. The captain and a Klingon slut are very demanding. It appears your vibrating toy has caused my body to spasm. I have injured my neck. I may have to sue.
I really don't think that will be necessary. We have wonderful massage oils.
Captain Janeway will be very angry if I'm too sore to pleasure her.
Captain Janeway? The infamous trigger-happy Captain Janeway? Here, let me massage that for you. There, how does that feel? Better?
Yes, much better.
So do you think the captain will be satisfied?
She rarely is.
Here, why don't you have free run of the shop? Try whatever you like. There's a bar, two drinks are on the house.
Sometime later, the Delta Flyer makes its way back to Voyager with Tom picking up the hail.
Captain, Seven's hailing us and she sounds drunk.
On screen, Mr. Paris.
Gooey, who is the horniest, most sexy captain in Starfleet?
What the fuck? Seven?
Oh, you were right about the sex shop. Just wait until you and Taurus try the triple...
Seven, stop right there. Lieutenant, turn off the main screen.
Oops, me and my bit tits, I mean mouth. Will you have to punish me, Captain? I bought a rather nice leather paddle.
Now, Lieutenant, and as soon as the shuttle is in range, beam Seven directly to my quarters. B'Elanna, in my ready room now.
Yes, Captain.
Go and check on Seven. Make sure she doesn't leave my quarters and sober her up.
If she resists, may I restrain her?
There's some handcuffs on the bedside table. I'll be along to deal with her shortly.
So B'Elanna heads to the captain's quarters to find Seven collapsed in a heap on a new couch-like feature in the middle of the room.
What the fuck, Seven? How much have you had to drink? Get up and sober up before the captain gets here.
I can't get up. My feet are stuck in these stirrups. They came with this pleasure bench, one of its many features. I'm not quite sure what this rod is for, huh?
Seven, the captain will be most upset if you try it without her. Why don't I help you up?
Thank you, Lieutenant. I picked up some great toys to go with the pleasure bench.
Seven, this is not a sex toy. It's a golf club.
You haven't seen what I can do with it yet, my little Klingon trollop.
Listen to me. These are not sex toys. This is a golf ball, for Kayla's sake. Though the captain may stick one where the sun doesn't shine on you.
Oh, I think I may have picked up the wrong bag. I think I'm going to puke. This is most inefficient.
And so, the following day, the big day arrives at last. Eurovision.
Bonjour, hola, guten Tag, brebrip, and welcome to Delta Quadrant Eurovision. My name is Neelix, and I'll be your host for this exciting contest, along with my lovely assistant, Miss Harry Kim.
Thank you, Neelix. I must say, that's a lovely suit you're wearing.
And that dress really shows off your shapely calves.
Get the fuck on with it.
Meanwhile, in the audience, Janeway and Seven take their seats.
How are you feeling today, Seven?
Like someone whacked me over the head with a golf club.
I did tell Bellana to be careful with that. You know how enthusiastic she gets.
At least it means I will not have to perform in this contest.
What's that? You're not performing? What a shame. I know what a great mouth you have.
Poor Queen! I thought we'd seen the last of you after your little interlude with the Admiral.
Can't keep a good poor Queen down.
That's not what the Admiral said.
Yeah, what was that safe word?
Janeway! You'll be laughing on the other side of your faces when my entrant wins.
Are you not singing yourself?
Poor queens do not sing.
That's not what the Admiral said.
Shut up! Ah, here she is now. First on. I brought her specially from 2010 to compete. Isn't she great?
I always said the Borg had low taste. Present company excluded, of course, darling. I mean, seriously. Green is your favourite colour.
Sensors indicate this woman's voice is defective.
Whoa! I just had the obvious sense of déjà vu. But you're absolutely right.
You just shot my contestant. You can't do that.
Suck it up, Queenie. I'm the captain. I can do what the fuck I want. Talking of which, I think I'm up.
Where's that phaser?
Don't you even think about it, Ball Queen.
Ow!
Wow, those erotic, exotic dancers are something else. I never knew Tal Celeste could bend that far. What do you think, Tuvok?
Their flexibility is impressive.
I taught them everything they know.
And so, after a slew of weird and wonderful acts, with heavy emphasis on the former, the contest draws to a close. Next up is the interval act, almost as eagerly anticipated at Eurovision as the singing acts themselves.
Ladies and gentlemen, and aliens of indeterminate gender, prepare to be stunned, amazed, and possibly a little nauseated by the wonderful Chakotay and his angry warrior dance.
What the fuck? I thought we prevented this abomination. Torres?
I don't know how he recovered from that holodeck accident.
Oh god, my eyes.
Don't worry, Catherine. I will save you.
So that was Chakotay and his angry warrior dance. A round of applause, please.
Thank you, Nils.
Normally we would now engage in about 3 hours of excruciatingly slow voting, but we don't want you to all nod off just as we near the conclusion. So instead we have a Borg-enhanced voting system thanks to our very own 7 of 9, which means we can bring you the results right now.
Yes, indeed, Harry. And may I say, these lights really bring out the cute freckles on your face.
Get the fuck on with it.
All right, Mr. Paris. The winner is... Captain Janeway!
Bits! Ow!
Thank you. I couldn't have done it without my erotic, exotic dancer.
And so the celebrations continue long into the night, with Janeway finally managing to catch up with Seven for a quiet word.
Nice job with the voting system, darling.
I don't know what you mean, Catherine.
The Admiral told me how to win, remember? So I guess this means I owe you one. Would you prefer the 9 or the 12s?
How about both?
Thank you.